Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome here to another edition of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB, the Cavalon King of California. It's Cody.
Anyway, I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I got a new name, too. Oh, yeah, Bunker Boy. Bunker Boy.
I'm going to call you Bunker Boy. I like OG Bunk.
I'm the original Bunk, okay?
OG shit. Bunk.
Yeah. Not that Jake Gyllenhaal motherfucker. He had a bubble,
okay? Yeah.
Yeah,
you got the whole bunker.
Yeah. I go down. Every time I turn the news on, I say, shit. Mm-hmm. It's time to get down there. I mean, they talking about fucking heat rays and shit like that. And I was like, I'm really going like... What?
You need to stay the fuck off the internet, period, man. Get your ass. Any little thing. To the bunker. Batman sits in the back end. You say, to the bunker.
And it's funny. I pull a whiskey bottle down. It opens up. Mm-hmm. Shit just spins out. It's like, oof.
Got a little slide.
It's actually a stripper pole, but it looked like a slide. It's funny because no strippers are allowed in here. So, you know. I guess I'm the only one dancing for myself and shit. I know. I got the Winston volleyball over there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Got Cody's face on it. I talk to it when I need to and shit. I'm like, what you think, Cody? That's right. Agree with me.
It's the only time I agree with you.
I kick it sometimes just to say, fuck you, you light motherfucker. You shit, think you are pretty and shit. Fuck you. I tag on it sometimes, like, you ain't so pretty now, huh? Yeah, bitch. Huh? Yeah.
You yeah. A bitch.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Say it again. You a bitch. Yeah. It's the only time I get to talk shit to Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really happens or whatever, you know. I say that, but I'm already in the bunker, as I say. Like, oh, into the bunker. Like, oh, shit, I'm already here. The OG bunker boy, though. You know, I started bunkers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back when I was talking to, like, people like Colin Powell and shit like that, you know, and Winston Churchill, Cody, you know.
You know? Yeah, way back in those days. Yeah.
You know, I told him about this idea of having a bunker, and I told him that'd be a great idea because, you know, he didn't know no better. You know, he needed some help over there in the UK, and I lended my assistance. You know, people were like, God damn, Negro, how old are you?
Yeah.
You don't know. I'm ancient.
Yeah, he might be a vampire. You know that.
I'm inhuman, baby. Come on now. I mean, it could be worse. I could be looking like Art of Lunatic, his Jay Holiday looking ass, but, you know. That motherfucker trying to put people to bed, Cody. You know what I'm
saying? Damn, throwback. Jay Holiday, holy shit.
Funny story, I met this dude, that dude one time, whatever, and it was before he was famous and shit. So, you know, I met him, and I was just like, yeah, that dude ain't gonna make no money. Tell you what. I tell you what, dude. Never doubt an artist because it seems like you can just make it in anything. So,
Everybody get the little 15 minutes, I guess, at some point.
Shit, I could have been putting ladies in bed. I'd have been like, shit, I know bed. Shit, I put you in too, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
The non so hood Cadillac version of it, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, Toyota version, you know?
A Camry.
Yeah. I think he had a song, Back of My Lack. Yeah, Back of my Re, you know?
Back of my Re.
Back of my Re, baby. It's got bay seats, baby.
Four-wheel drive.
Yeah, what you know about that cruise
control? Automatic.
I don't even have to hold the steering wheel. It's in cruise control, baby.
Push to start.
Yeah, that's right. It's got that, what you think about that 8x10 screen right there, huh? This is Neo favorite.
Got the AirPlay, baby.
Turn on your iPhone.
Oh, there it is, right there. Shit. Or the CarPlay. I got that CarPlay, man.
Whatever, you know. Shit. Hey, I got that roadside assistance. You know, if we have, you know, shit. Just open up the glove department. Mm-hmm. Send them books, numbers.
That's all you need.
America, that's really all you need.
Got them heated seats.
Yeah, you want me to push that button? Oh, wait, it only works in my seat, girl. I'm sorry. Sorry. I guess your ass gonna be cold. Yeah.
I didn't get the high in the dish, baby. You know, working my way up.
Yeah, you know, I got the Lugs edition, you know. Read with the Lugs edition, you know what I'm saying? It's like them boots, Lugs. You know? That every Spanish person like wearing still today, you know? They go to the warehouse shoe sale, go get those.
Oh, shit.
Cop those new Lugs, everybody. They out, 2020. I think I saw LeBron wearing some the other day. So this is a special episode. It's a mix and match week.
Matching and mixing.
Yeah, we matching and mixing. And what we do on mix and matches, we have a little bit of the beer. We have a little bit of the whiskey. You know, nothing too alcoholic. You know, it's just some non-alcoholic beverages.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
A little duels, you know,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. It's like whiskey and beer is like a seltzer, you know? It's just like a really good tasting seltzer. No, it's 0% alcohol.
That's all it is.
Yeah, 0% alcohol, all flavor. No alcohol, you know? So if you're a person who don't believe in drinking and stuff like that, get some whiskey and get some beer, you know? Craft beer, might I say. This is a very special episode, Cody, because I want to talk about, there's been another death. I don't know if you know about that or not, but this death is important. Everybody was talking about it when it happened the other day. I mean, it impacted probably all of social media. It shut social media down for the longest, possibly.
Yep.
And this death we want to talk about is the Clippers losing 3-1 lead. Holy fuck, y'all suck.
I don't know if this is real or not, but I was looking in the Lakers Reddit section. And apparently in
England, where Cody gets his best conspiracy theories from.
Yes. Yes.
About the Lakers, by the way.
That's all great conspiracies come from.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. He, I think he read on there for the Lakers were signing Donald Trump or something like that.
Yes. Right. Or Donald Trump was gaining ownership. Some
yeah,
shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did you imagine that? Oh, funny. Well, that'd be the day I stopped watching basketball, period. Because I ain't going to be starting room for no Clippers. Fuck that. Yeah, it ain't happening.
Ooh, shit. Ooh, good Lord. Oh, man, he might use his heat ray on LeBron. This motherfucker got a heat ray. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, but you know what? It is Blue State's fault for COVID, so.
Yeah. But I saw there was this billboard. Apparently, it's in Inglewood. And it said
home of the Drifts.
Yeah, it said like 3-1, and it had like a Kawhi, Paul George, and like.
I think I saw this, actually.
You see that?
I think it's
like black and white.
Yeah, it's black and white. I thought it had like a gold trim around it or something.
Maybe
like that.
Maybe it did. I don't know, but I think it's real. I'm about sure.
But Kawhi. Was there two other players on there or just one?
It was just Kawhi and PG.
Kawhi and PG, because PG. Yeah. Oof, you want to talk about? Because everybody thought Kawhi was their clincher when it really should have been just PG.
He should be the closer. Best player in the league, supposed to be the closer.
Oh, he's the best player ever, Cody.
That's what they say.
I've heard.
Everybody said Kawhi. Everybody picked the Clippers to win the chip. So
I think Charles Barkley even said that Kawhi was the best player in the league, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, you know, Max Kellerman on First Take on ESPN. That's what he was saying the entire fucking year since he won in Toronto last year.
Shit, half of ESPN's been fucking saying Kawhi is the best fucking player in the league. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, he's the clincher. Yeah. You know,
that's right.
He's clinching. He's closing. He's clinching, you know. I mean, he's the clutch, Cody, you know.
Yeah.
Him and his 14 points a game and barely two fucking assists and shit like that. Come on.
Oh, no, going 0 for 7 in the fourth quarter, was it?
I mean, this motherfucker.
Paul George went 0 for some shit like that.
This motherfucker can't even hit a 40 percentile range, Cody. How the fuck is he going?
No. In the fourth quarter of a game 7. Mind you, game 7, all the marbles.
What was his percentile to whatever? I think it was averaging. It was like, but way below average. It was just like, isn't he their closer? I forgot what it was now, their percentage or whatever. But this motherfucker, they was giving shit to LeBron or whatever. I was like, as far as I'm concerned, half the game, whenever LeBron's hitting 45%.
Yeah. They love switching the narrative up. When LeBron was in East, the East was easy.
Yeah,
no competition. Now LeBron comes to the West, all of a sudden, he ain't got no competition. Oh, he played the Blazers. Who the last we just beat? I can't remember.
It'd be so many of them, it's hard to keep
Damn, why am I blanking? Did we play the second round? Why the fuck am I blanking?
I'm not gonna lie.
Who the fuck did we just
remember the Jets? I don't remember now.
Because I always look forward. I ain't looking backwards.
Yeah, same here. That's what the Clippers do. I don't do that.
The fuck Oh, Rockets. Sorry, Rockets.
Yeah, I was going to say, one in Houston, right?
Yeah, was that last game? Drew a blank. Jesus.
Well, you know, the problem is because Houston always chokes so hard on deep.
Yeah, that's what they do in playoffs.
I mean, that's yeah, exactly. That's just common. They're like the Dodgers.
Particularly Mike D'Antoni. He loves chokes.
He loves sucking chokes.
Yeah, his style's not a playoff.
They're basically the L.A. Dodgers of basketball. You know,
but if you remember going into those series, people were saying, the Blazers are the best eighth seed ever. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm going to get Laker trouble. And remember, we lost that first game to the Blazers. Uh-oh. Everything wrong in Laker town. What we do after that? Four games straight.
Swept them straight.
Same thing in Houston. Lost that first game. Uh-oh. Lakers in trouble. What happened? Four games.
I have to say, if you're still putting money on Houston to ever make it or pass the Lakers at all, you need to just give up on basketball.
Oh, that was a beautiful series, too. Because I remember, the Dodgers beat the Astro ass, too, like that one of those weeks.
I do remember that.
Like the same day. Beautiful.
It was just gorgeous. It was amazing. Yeah. Only thing that would have been better is if our hockey team would have beat them, our figure skating team would have beat them, and then, you know, like, we just...
Basically, what we're saying is, fuck Houston.
Fuck you. And I think when we if we play Boston or whatever, I think that we somehow that week should have a series of L.A. versus Boston.
Yeah.
I think it should just be that way, whatever. Get our tennis players, get all our players, whatever. Get some UFC fighters, one from Boston, one from California, whatever. Just do it all, you know. Get two street fighters, get their gangs versus our gangs, you know. Just get it all, you know. Just get it all there. And, you know, the Clippers, I just want to say, that nation is getting smaller and smaller. It's looking like Carson Maul.
It's like a hit by that shrinky ray that
Hank Pym had. Yeah. I thought you were going to say that. I thought you were going to say that shirt shooter that turned rocket launcher that shit, and they knocked it. Like, it's looking like Carson Maul. You know, it's about a block. Yeah.
Forgot to handle them all.
Yeah, it's not even a nation no more. It's a block, you know.
Clipper block.
It's like a block party, you know. You know, you can Clippers fans, you can just say this. Those wasn't protests in Portland. That was your fan base, you know, clapping and cheering for you, you know, hoping you'd make it. Because them protests took up about four blocks, so that's about as much as your fan base is. So there you go. Yeah. Just switch the narrative. Make a conspiracy theory with them. Like, those weren't protesters. Those were our fans. They were cheering for us, baby. Mm-hmm. And they stopped because we not there no more, whatever. I tell you what, Clippers ain't worried about no bubble no more. They worried about going their ass home. Shit.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, Cancun, baby.
Hey, you know what? I'm tired of hearing on SportsCenter 2 or whatever. Now, let me just start off by saying they didn't want to be in the bubble in the first place. How many fucking teams didn't want to be in the bubble?
I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
I don't want to hear that.
It's amazing how all these teams didn't want to be in the bubble.
Watch LeBron lose tomorrow fucking night or tonight, whatever. Watch the slander. Watch.
Yeah.
LeBron's going to get slandered his entire fucking career.
Yeah, you know.
Why? Because he's the fucking king.
Because he was born and raised in L.A. and been all his whole life, whatever and shit. You know, remember back when Kobe and LeBron were on the same team together here in L.A.? Man, it was magic, man. It was like magic, man. You know, I mean, shit. I think LeBron came out with a Laker jersey on his ass and shit.
He's a Laker Nation.
That's what he said. Yeah. I was watching an old Bulls game. You know, they had Jordan and they just love those stuff. God damn, those games were good back then, man. Whew, man.
Oh, I think basketball is at its best. The 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. That's why I grew up started watching basketball.
Same here, yeah. I mean, I don't like going backwards on shit like that.
Oh, no, those old games, dude. I also watched like the old Laker playoff games too, when Magic and Worthy and Kareem and the boys.
Yeah, I mean,
Showtime Lakers.
I got to tell you, as much as I enjoy my Lakers beating everybody's ass right now, I don't think any team today, last year, the year before that plays is anywhere nowhere as any team played in the 90s. Everybody was fucking hungry. Hey, they was like, we ain't getting at the table.
Oh, 90s, dude. Everybody, like you said, was hungry. Everybody was a dog. They called the Clippers dogs. Yeah.
Shit. That dog just got neutered, okay? That dog crying right now. It's like leaving the bubble for them is like going to the vet right now. You know, you gonna kick us out of here?
get their shots right now.
Take your fake ass Kendrick Lamar looking ass out of here, Kawhi. Get the fuck up out of here, shit. That's player my ass, shit. Yeah. Look, I'll give you credit where credit is due. You made it this far, but and kind of honestly, I wanted you to make it further just so we could whoop your ass. But
no, I'll give them no credit for that. That's as far as they made it. They made it to the semifinals before. That's as far as they went. That's it.
I wanted you to make it farther because I wanted to whoop your ass, but you know.
That's what I wanted too, but hey, y'all can't even make that happen, so fucking. Whatever.
Y'all can't even beat the Nuggets, shit. I had some Nuggets the other day. The motherfuckers were delicious, yeah.
Okay. I love people posting that meme now with LeBron eating those chicken nuggets from that McDonald's commercial. Like, 20 years ago, some shit like that.
Like before he was even playing and shit.
Yeah.
Shit, I had some Chick-fil-A nuggets the other day. It was fucking delicious. Okay, shit.
They are good.
Hey, fucking good. Delicious.
Those are actually the best chicken nuggets, I think. Yeah.
And as I was eating one or whatever, I just stared at the nuggets and be like, hey, you're next. Oh, you next too. Oh, I feel sorry for them in a way. They got this upset victory. Everybody's talking about how they just talk of the town. Now they're about to get crushed in like fucking game four. Oh, they won't even make it a game.
I thought it was going to go five games with the Nuggets, but the way we play, I'm like, oh shit, it might be a sweep. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we can keep playing. I mean, you know what? Shannon says it best. Just give us the fucking trophy already. Just give it to us. Give us the goddamn trophy. Why are you wasting your time? Whatever shit. I'm looking at this East and I'm looking at the Nuggets. I'm just going like, why are we even bullshit?
Yeah, you know why? Because I like Miami. They're a great team, but come on, let's face it. They just had a chance to get the Lake Show.
Come on, man. Fuck Miami. fuck Miami. How about that? That's what I think about that. But them old games, man. Ooh, man. It is just straight back and forth action. Like these motherfuckers. It ain't just basketball. It's every sport. Like in baseball, you watch that shit and just go like, because you know when you throw a single or you hit a single, motherfuckers like do that slow run like, oh well, he caught it, so I'm not gonna make it. Fuck it. So then they just know it. Back then, though, in the 90s, they didn't give a fuck. They was like, I don't give a fuck if he caught it. I'm running that first base like a mother. Like my life depended on it. You know. So that Bulls game, Michael Jordan, man, he really was the goddamn goat. You watch him, just go like, man,
he is, man. Yeah, there's nobody like Michael Jordan. Watching him, I was lucky. I remember watching him play. Mm-hmm. I lied to watch him play because, man, there's nothing like that Bulls team. Watching MJ lead that shit, that was some of the most exciting times of my sports career. Was watching sports.
And you want to talk about competition? My God, competition high up in the, and you know, some of it wasn't even just competition high. It was just drive like a motherfucker. These motherfuckers had drive. Yeah. Like you would damn near think they were playing street ball most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
The way this took off, I mean, it was just some exciting.
Nah, it was a different era back then, man.
It really was. These dudes were some beasts. Yeah. I mean, I would say Charles Barkley was too, but after them comments about Kawhi, it was just like, you just sit your ass down.
Yeah, he's not the best analyst.
No,
he's not. I love him as a player, but
I love him as a player too.
Yeah, he ain't the best analyst.
Especially when he talks, I need them words with the bouncing ball and shit going on. She's like, what the fuck did he just say? It's like, okay. Terrible. It was like, oh, okay, shit. Space Jam 2 is lining up for your ass anyway. So, watching the game, MJ, man. We were talking, I was listening to something. They were talking about who changed the game more or whatever. They were talking about MJ and Magic, you know, Magic Johnson or whatever. I was like, man, I love Magic back then, but you just don't touch Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, he revolutionized
game. He is a generational. Well, Magic is too. Michael Jordan, especially, is a generational icon.
I bet more people know Michael Jordan over Magic. And when you bring up Magic, I bet the first thing they talk about is like, he's still alive? Michael, you have to understand, because when you talk about all around, but he popularized the shoe game in the NBA. Yeah. He made that shit global. Like I was watching that thing on Disney.
She popularized the shoe game, period.
With I was gonna say I was watching the thing on Disney Plus with Jeff Goldblum, that show he got, and the first episode is about the shoes, how the NBA changed that, and the first name that comes up is Michael Jordan. He changed that shoe game, Cody. He made that shoe game into a billion-dollar industry now. Motherfuckers are standing in line to buy shoes for $600, Cody. That was because of Michael. You get on your fucking knees and you thank him, okay? You thank him, people out there. You thank him for that shoe game, whatever. Plus, let's be real, he's one of the few basketball players that has, like, if not the only, that has, like, the best-looking shoes ever, so.
Yeah. He's got the best looking out of, yeah.
Remember them first Kobe shoes?
Yeah. No,
things are horrible.
I think the second one I hated the most.
Yeah, oh, the second ones were even worse.
Yeah. It was with Adidas, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, oof. I'm a terrible looking. They look like some space age astronaut suits.
Yeah, like, that's why his ass was like, no, fuck this. I'm going to Nike. Well, I ain't doing this no more.
I mean, Jordan consistently had good looking apparel out of that shit, though. It was just like, oh, those look dope. Yeah. Those look dope. Those look dope. Let me see him in them colors.
Yeah, from like 1 to like 14, maybe 15, mm-hmm. You said all those shoes, beautiful.
My favorites today, still, the ones and the fours.
Threes and 11s for me.
I love those ones, man. I love them in black and gold.
Yeah, it's such a simple style, but you can do so much colorways with those. And, such the outfits and styles.
And they're comfortable as shit, too, by the way. They're comfortable as shit.
They got more comfortable. I don't think they were.
No, like, when they first came out.
When I started wearing the ones, they weren't that really. But now they are definitely more comfortable.
I used to wear them in the high tops, and then I switched to the low tops, and then now I'm kind of back on the high tops for them, whatever mm-hmm. shit. But I love the black and gold ones were my favorite ones, whatever shit. Not to mention,
I went
to Dominguez Dons, and obviously I played for them, so that was the shoes I wore. Well, ours was burgundy and gold, so I was gonna throw these J's on, black and gold, mm-hmm. maybe sure. And the original black and yellow. But yeah, he changed that, man. When you talk about basketball and the GOATs, you talk about Michael Jordan, baby. You don't talk about Magic. Michael, now he's entering the alcohol game, Cody. He's in the tequila game, baby.
All right, that tequila, baby. Yeah.
That tequila is high as fuck, by the way. I've seen his IRN shit now. It's $5,000, Cody.
Oh, my gosh. What?
I said, holy shit. I was like, whew.
Wow.
Oh, I was like, all right, I'll stick to this $80 bottle I saw then.
Man, how is a shot of that shit? Like $1,000? Like $500 or something?
$1,000? That's cheap. Shit, you better it's like $2,500.
Oh, my God.
When your bottle costs $5,000, you ain't seeing that for no shot. You ain't seeing it. It's one of those, either you buying the bottle, sir, or you're not drinking this at all. It's like, oh, okay.
$1,000.
Mm-hmm. It was all black and shit too. It was gorgeous looking, beautiful ass bottle. All of the bottles are cool. It's $5,000 though. MJ, the GOAT.
Hey, MJ, if you're listening to this, hook some brothers up with a bottle. Yeah, you know we're alcohol enthusiasts.
And plus, alcohol based. We never said a bad thing about you neither.
Hell no. You never hear me talking shit about MJ.
No, I have nothing but respect for you, sir. I think you're the best player. And what I think I love you in your older age now is you're starting to see, you know, all the stuff you were quiet on back then or whatever and stuff. I see that you're speaking way more spoken out than you ever were in your life and shit.
But yeah, put his money where his mouth is.
Back then, too, people have to understand, though, back then was a totally different thing if you spoke out. Your career was fucking over.
Mm-hmm.
You spoke out. People talking about this cancel culture now. Shit, if you was a black man back then and you spoke out, and sponsors would drop your ass in a fucking heartbeat or whatever. You know, your ass is toast. Just ask Wilt Chamberlain, although the sex edition would probably...
I'd probably get him in more so.
How many women this motherfucker slept?
I think that's how he died, right? He just fucked himself to death.
What a great way.
Yeah.
I mean, this motherfucker, I think it was like 85% of his life he was fucking... I was like, 85% of his life. Hold on, wait a minute. I had to do the math myself. I was like, oh, man. Getting into not-so-great men, James Murray, Whiskey Bible for 2021 came out. His whiskey.
Oh, your favorite buddy.
Yeah.
Your favorite guy. Every time you mention the name Murray, I just brace myself. I grab some popcorn right now, real quick, or something.
You like that?
Good.
You like that gif with that brother with that chair?
Yeah. Or Michael Jackson theater that popcorn.
Yeah. Michael Jackson was one of the greatest actors of all time. You watch those music videos and be like, that brother was.
Yeah, he could act good.
Especially when he vanished from that court case. that was some good acting right there. Go watch Billie Jean and tell me that motherfucker didn't van.
Oh, yeah, we had that conversation about that. Yeah, he did some dirty back in the day.
Yeah, and he knew in Thriller, he was just like, shit, I'm getting this right here.
He's like, get it tonight.
He kept saying that in the song. I love his Vincent Price is just talking, and now in your mm-hmm. creatures, you gonna get it tonight.
It's like, he's probably all serious and shit. Mark is like, yeah.
He had to do like four takes on that because Vincent Price kept talking. He was talking to him. He was like, wait, who's
talking? Michael, what are you doing?
Like, who are you talking to, Michael? Hey, Michael, what are you doing? Hey. Oh, shit. He trained that monkey out of fucking moonwalk, Cody.
Yeah. That's impressive.
That's a fucking talent right there.
Mightily impressive.
I heard the fucking giraffes at Neverland Ranch was moonwalking Cody. He said, okay. Oh, jeez. Motherfucker was you talking about the tire king. This motherfucker was the animal king back then.
Yeah, like, shit. He was real Dr. Dolittle right there. Michael Jackson.
Shit. They should have casted him. Remember, yeah. He was in that great movie, MIB2. He was an agent.
Yeah. He was in there. Yeah. Along with your boy. You know who else is in there, too? I don't miss his name, but you know.
I don't want to talk about that. LeBron, take your fucking name off that project. Take your fucking name off that project, okay?
Trying to get my turban up. Fuck that dude, man.
Who fuck wants to watch Nick Cannon as a stand-up as a kid? He ain't funny as an adult. Why is he as funny as a kid? Anyway, James Murray, though. So his whiskey list came out the year. I was reading it. Oh, I see some penis. And,
I was laughing to a camera. And I was like, oh
yeah.
Got a package for that.
Got to get that good dick shot in there. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker say some sexist ass shit in his goddamn book most of the times, whatever. So, especially when it comes to women and how he always makes some comparison. Like, this bottle is like a woman you invite over the house, but you don't want
what
to do anything with. Like, you gotta read some of his quotes, dude. Like, it's some sexist ass shit, really. But his list is even worse because his list is fucking ridiculous, because now I know he's just really fucking with people. So he picked another Canadian bottle to be his whiskey of the year, which is like, but then he picks I don't even want to read his fucking list. Fuck him, because I don't like him anyway, so fuck him, punk ass bitch. Jim Murray and whiskey is like the equivalent to that monkey that gave AIDS. You know, he's the equivalent of that. So I don't even want to quote this motherfucker when it comes to his whiskey of the years and shit like that, because he don't know what the fuck he's talking about anyway. Cody, what are you drinking on right now?
I am pouring up Smog City's coffee porter.
Didn't we have that?
Yeah, they sell that with the Arclight all the time.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so that's what I always get when I go there.
Yeah, you don't get the the $36 McAllen or anything like
Hell
that.
Hell no. Oh,
you know, like you don't get that.
I was getting a mixed drink at that point.
Oh, you don't.
I'd rather pay for that.
You don't watch. So you didn't watch
McAllen as well? Come on, man.
Yeah, you
didn't even talk McAllen for $36.
Yeah, that's the bottle price. And so you don't
want exactly.
You don't watch King Arthur and pay $30+ for some scotch.
That was probably the worst McAllen you ever had. Didn't you? That night, that was probably the worst fucking.
That wasn't McAllen I had. I was something else, but I can't remember. I think it was. It might have been Glenlivet, to be honest.
I thought it was McAllen. Okay,
but maybe it was McAllen. I can't even remember now. I just remember the movie.
I thought you said McAllen.
Maybe it was. Like, I don't remember. If I saw the menu again, then I would remember. But
oof, that's right.
Now, everybody knows I like to drink my drink very neat. I said, I'm gonna need another cup of some ice, brother. We're gonna make this shit last. That movie is 2 hours and how it was 20 minutes or some shit like that. That's a long fucking movie.
It was a long movie.
I'm sitting in this goddamn theater. And now, granted, my movie admission was free. But I can only imagine. I think I would have spent almost close to $100 on myself to see. Because Arclight is what? 20-something dollars for a ticket?
Shit, something like that, yeah.
And then I'm buying like a almost a $40 fucking drinks too. Damn near fucking. Now imagine if that was a date night or something like that. Oh my!
Fuck that. $300 right there.
It's like, who would spend that money at a movie theater when you just go to a restaurant? It's like you get better food, get a wide range of drinks. It's like, yeah, it's like a theater. I mean, a restaurant. I have no problem spending that kind of money because I'm like, oh man, some damn good food right here. And look at this drink list right here. Bam, bam, bam. But when you spend that in a movie theater, it's like, why the fuck do I even come to this motherfucker? So anyway, yeah. So I do remember seeing that beer though over there, and you're doing some nose sippings over there.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a drop at the movies. You know, we'll watch some King Arthur and drink some Smog City.
Sure. I don't know about the King Arthur part, but I'm cool with everything else.
I'll pour you some McAllen and say that'd be $36. What do you think about that?
Sounds horrible.
And I'd be like, and I'll look at you too and be like, cheap bitch, no tip. Come
on. Don't tip.
That was the first time ever in my life I questioned the tip. I was like,
yeah, who can blame you?
I was like, man.
Yeah.
I stared as I was writing in that little tip section. I just put that dollar sign. I was just like, 0.50. Man, I'm all for tipping, which I did. I think I tip only $5 though, but I'm all for tipping. But when you charging that fucking price for a regular ass drink, you can suck my dick.
Hell no, man.
I'm sorry. That shit ain't even exclusive high end whiskey.
No, it's regular old Macallan.
Shit, I can get at BevMo. So yeah. It's like, man, and this shit ain't. And it's probably just gonna be just as fresh as it is at BevMo. So.
Yeah.
So you drinking over this from Smog City that you stole from ArcLight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stole from ArcLight.
Yeah. We used to sneak miniatures in there. Mm-hmm. Not even sneaking, really. You can just walk right in that motherfucker. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Cody, I used to take him to so many bad movies or whatever and shit that whenever I would hand him one of these little miniature whiskey bottles, that motherfucker just.
Yeah, it was never enough.
You just down that shit in like one swig. Like, oh, good lord. Oh, my God. Tell us about what you're drinking on there, Mr.
So, if you see here, it's a very nice dark beer, dark brown, if you will, almost black. Black is the night. Has a light brown head on there. Can't see on the camera. Some pretty good carbonation from that bad boy.
Cody's taking racial jabs at me for being dark.
Got about an inch of the head on there.
Inch of head, huh?
Yeah.
I never had an inch of head.
It lives up to the name. This shit is coffee forward, very coffee forward. You get a little bit of that chocolatey malt in there.
Mm-hmm. How chocolatey are we talking?
Pretty much coffee. It's like a, not too chocolatey.
We talking like Wesley Snipes or Michael Ealy chocolatey?
It's more of like a
Morris Chestnut chocolatey?
Like a mid-range between, I'll say Morris Chestnut.
Yeah. Okay, let's say the Drist then.
It's not quite Wesley Snipes. Ain't no fucking Michael Ealy either.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I understand that then, Cody.
Yeah. It's like dip, you know, it's like a fresh bag of coffee beans. That's what it smells like.
Yeah, you like doing that in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, do you now? Oh, okay.
You're right over there, baby.
You getting high or something? What are you doing on your own supply?
A little bit. It's pretty aromatic, man.
I ain't got no coke in this house. I'm just like, coffee. Yeah, get your sip in. Sip that shit. Put your tank top on and shit. Take that scarf off, Cody. You know it's hot. Shit.
That's pretty good, man. This is actually really good. Yeah. So it's coffee up front, and then immediately it gets followed with like a chocolate. It's almost like a baker's chocolate.
Mm.
You kind of get kind of like that. Like that dusty
that
quality.
Gooey?
Yeah, not gooey per se, but like that, yeah, like a baker's chocolate.
Oh, so no glass animals here then.
No. And the back end, it's kind of milk chocolatey a little bit, but it's more the baker's chocolate coming through.
So this is worth $23 at ArcLight Cinema?
I don't know about all that. I wouldn't go that far.
Give us your ArcLight Cinema rating on that then.
Shit, $20. That's a zero drop then. Fuck that. $20 for a goddamn quarter. Get your fucking mind.
How much do they charge for that ArcLight?
It's like, I think it's like $8, $7, something like that.
$18? Okay, cool. Cool. All right, cool. I love your ArcLight, but your prices suck ass to a straw. It makes no goddamn
sense. They're not great.
They're not good at all. Especially when you can go to a luxury theater and like, they're not even close to that. So it's like, I don't understand that right there.
Yeah, man. As a coffee lover like myself, I'm liking the hell out of this beer.
Would you like
this
some whipped really cream good. On that? You know?
No, you need to do all that. This would be good with like a beer float though. This would be pretty cool. I'll see that. Yeah.
Throw a little ice cream on there real quick. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. What ice cream are we talking about, sir?
Yeah. Talking about ice cream, Cody, you know, the dairy kind.
Okay. Very specific there.
the non-gluten free. There you go. Get all your zero trans fat in there.
Oh, and by the way, if y'all asking what a porter is, I know a porter is not like a popular style.
We ever had a porter on this?
No, it's the first time I had a porter.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, still to this day, there's no clear-cut definition of what differentiates a porter and a stout. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like run it off to the chocolate malt versus the roasted malt and what have you. We don't know. Usually what a stout is, it's just like a heavier version of a porter. The flavor is just so similar, though, so you really can't differentiate to the difference. But usually the porters are on the lighter end of the spectrum.
Any alcoholic beverage that has the starting letters P-O-R-T in it is some of the best alcohol you'll ever drink in your life, if you ask me. I love me a good port wine. Port wine is fucking delicious.
Yes.
I love me port cask single malt whiskeys. Mm-hmm. I love port beer.
Yeah.
It's a win-win, whatever you pick. So port, if you see P-O-R-T in front of that, 9 times out of 10, or 10 times out of 10, let's do the math there, baby. It's going to be delicious.
And this is coming in at a solid 6% ABV, by the way. Thought I'd mention that.
What does ABV stand for, Cody? Tell us.
Alcohol by volume.
I didn't think you knew that shit, nigga. anyway. okay, cool. So
yeah. So this is typically the weather you want to drink this beer in, but I really give a fuck. I haven't had a stout in a while, so I was like, I'm gonna crack this open.
Okay.
Buy like a pack of this, and this is actually first. I haven't bought a Smog City beer in a long time. Like it's pretty old. Like, I only buy this when I go to the movies. So
yeah, I was gonna say, pretty old.
Man. Yeah.
I was gonna say, so what's your ABV right now?
My ABV?
Is it to your ankles right now? Starting from the toes?
Is that about my thigh area?
Thigh
area.
About there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. ABV. Early. So early.
You're at about 17%. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, that's about 17% of my body. Yeah.
I'm good with numbers, baby. I'm good, you know?
Yeah, you are good with numbers.
That boy
yeah.
good. Shit.
I got knowledge.
That boy smart right there. Must be out your damn mind. I got a random
Walker,
by the way.
Oh, do you? Nice.
I'm thinking of buying a sign, Randy Watson 2020. How many people do you think would get that or just be like, because they see blue on it, they go like, fucking dim, liberal.
God damn dim.
Fucking liberal, bro. Although I go down, you know, it's funny, we make fun of Orange County all the time. I went down to Costa Mesa to this liquor store. I mean, you got to go down this residential neighborhood. It's a long street to get to this place, too.
And to say it's like I went to that one day, did we?
Huh? No, it's totally different. Oh, no. No, definitely not that one. No. That one's probably all Republican. I go down this street. It's nothing but fucking Biden signs in their whole yard. And I'm going like, I thought this was, especially Costa Mesa, that's like heavily Republican area or whatever. So I was like, yeah, damn, shit.
Yeah, I was out in, y'all was out in Marietta the other day, or sorry, last week. Yeah, it's really mixed. You see some Biden, you see some Trump. Mm-hmm. So it's like real like 50-50 out there.
Okay, well, come November 3rd, we don't need to be 50-50 people. We need to be about an 80-20, okay?
Yeah.
It'd be really nice. 80-20 going in favor of the blue side there, okay?
90-10 would be preferred.
I love that look. Did you see that they passed, judge passed that thing about the post office saying, now fuck that, y'all ain't making no changes.
Yeah,
so that was good. Maybe I'll get my fucking liquor now, finally. it's just sitting in a warehouse for fucking long nose. So, you know what? What are you giving that then, Cody?
Yeah, so just like last week.
You giving that an arc light?
Yeah, give me an arc light.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So he only drinks it at arc light, people.
Yeah. Well, that's a ready. I only drink it at arc light. No, it's getting a third drop.
The way you keep glancing over at that good. Glass, you just like keep. I see them eyes like keep cornering to that glass. Like,
yeah, see that shit darting.
it was like, you looking at that shit like it's about to rape you or something like that. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I didn't see your eyes glance over at your hand holding that glass. Like, What you doing to me now? Come on now.
I don't trust your ass.
Yeah, what the fuck you doing to me?
Right? Yeah.
It's almost like Michael Jackson is, you're in Thriller and he's sitting right by you as he tricks that smile, eating that popcorn. You looking and going like, what the fuck is he smiling about?
Or yeah, it's like Billie Jean's lawyer looking at Michael Jackson.
Why would you bring this video for evidence? This is not helping your case, Michael. Michael was the most honest motherfucker ever in court, you know?
Yeah.
You find it a problem to have kids sleep in the same bed with you? No. Little Michael's lawyer sitting there going like, this motherfucker.
God damn it.
Shut the fuck up.
Mike, we went over this fucking yesterday. Amen.
Do you think it's okay to get a woman pregnant and then claim it's not yours and vanish? Yes. Mike. Meanwhile, the jury's sitting there. I love Thriller. He innocent. Shit. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not even joking. I think Michael is innocent because the culprits of that or whatever, they've went back on this story so many fucking times now.
I mean, like, he got acquitted, didn't he?
Yeah, so it must mean he's innocent, you know? I gotta tell you, too,
that's usually how that works. I don't know.
Yeah, because a lot of people keep saying, go watch that documentary that just came out. I was like, it's featuring the same dudes that was on Oath saying, oh, no, that never happened or whatever and shit like that. Now that I got a documentary, you want me to explain? Okay, whatever. All right. I have to tell you, too, Michael was ahead of the time, Cody. People don't know this shit. He was ahead of the time. This motherfucker bleached his skin white because he knew police would not fuck with him.
Yep. He's like, I ain't get my ass shot.
South Park did a whole episode on that shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking genius.
That's one of the best episodes, actually.
It's running one of the best, whatever. I mean, South Park is probably the best television show ever on TV. It's the
most consistent that's been going on this long for, what, 20-some? Shit, probably over 20 years now.
I think it's like 23, 25, something. Yeah. Like. It might be 27. I haven't watched this new season yet, whatever, but it might be 27 now. But
how you do it. See, Simpsons, I don't know what the fuck they've been doing these last
I saw a commercial for the next South Park episode. They're doing the COVID virus, too. That's what's so great about them, too, is because they keep up with...
it's always current. Yeah.
Always so fucking current or whatever and shit. And... it's like the most cleverest writing ever, too.
Yeah.
I think when people always talk about the greatest TV show, I was like, I don't know why South Park never comes.
South Park is one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
And it's funny because, you know, people scour their nose at animation and shit or whatever. It's just like that little animated, cheap-ass animated show right there is the best show on TV ever.
But that's what gives the trademark. It's the style. It doesn't look like anything. Nothing looks like that.
Yeah. I love when they interview Matt and Trey, too. They just talk about, we never expected this to blow up. We just went to Walmart and bought cheap-ass construction paper and made these.
That's exactly what they did, yeah.
They say, now that we have money, we upgraded the Target construction paper or whatever. It's like, oh, I admire their honesty. Probably the two greatest comedy writers in, I won't say generation, but I'll say working today.
Yeah, for sure.
As far as a duo goes. And again, how many duo comedy writers are there? So anyway, getting on to the whiskey part now. I thought I would, since we're getting into the little fall territory and, you know, the COVID is going away, Cody. It's going away. The numbers
are gone.
Yeah.
It's practically disappeared completely.
Have you seen, I mean, look, if there was no blue states, there'd be no COVID. So
yeah.
I just, in my mind, I've just decided there's no more blue states. So that's how it works. You know what? There would be half a population, too, if Europe and Asia didn't exist. So I'm just going to go with that, too, then, you know. So what I got right here is I said, well, time to get out of the bourbon, which is summer for me. It was like, time to get out of that category and move on to some single malts, some scotches, you know.
Son, head to that bottle. It already looks crazy.
Yeah, it's just wild, man. It's like, you'd be like, what kind of devil shit is that? Whatever.
It looked like a, I don't know, I can't see all completely yet. It looked like a samurai mask almost. Is that what you get into?
There we go.
Yeah. Holy shit. Look at that.
Yeah, there we go. So
that is badass.
The Nika Golden Gold Samurai Edition right here.
Man, do you have a bottle that looks better than that?
And you can take
amazing.
You can take the shit off too, Cody. So you can take the whole armor.
That presentation is amazing.
And you know what's funny about this is when you take that off, look at the bottle now. It's just like, oh, look at you, bitch.
No, that's fine.
And it's like, huh?
Yeah, keep pushing.
it's like seeing if you're a chick or whatever, you see a hot dude or whatever and shit, you're like, damn, he got a pretty ass face. Then he takes his shirt off and his flab just falls out.
Yeah, you got the dad bod shit.
Just like, oh, man. But he's in a suit, though, and he's just like, man, mm-hmm. He cleans up nice. And that suit comes, he goes like, fuck.
Man, well, I'm here.
I was like, this over with. I was watching a hot porn star the other day, whatever, and shit, and she had like this fat, bloated dude on her. I was just like, you know, that's, she ain't happy about this.
No.
She's like, how did I
end for that paycheck?
I was like, how did I end up with this dude? Like, come on now. It's like, man.
I don't know what you're talking about, too.
It was very disappointing. I got to say, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Should be something in your contract, girl. not him ever again. You know, shit. If he was that desperate, you could have just called me then. Shit. My bookings are available on Wednesdays.
At least you went in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for you.
I was going to say Wednesdays and Saturdays, but fuck it. I think right now my bookings are available all day of the week. So, the Nika Golden Gold Samurai Edition, whatever. I love this bottle design. I mean, you don't even have to know what the whiskey tastes like just to want this on your shelf, right?
That's all I'm thinking. I just want that on my shelf.
I got two of these. The only one I don't have is the one where the old English style armor where you can lift the mask up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that one or whatever, but that armor is badass too. So, and it's heavy as fuck for a small little bottle too here. So this bottle was discontinued, and it was in, man, how long was this the golden gold Nika? Because Nika's been around for years and years or whatever, and they got discontinued. I want to say a few years ago. I mean, because they were 1960 something, maybe that's when they came about, and they, you know, obviously Japan, you know, they fell out of resources and stuff like that, and losing obviously with all their bottles and shit like that, they always lose resources to make these things. So I think it was in 2016 where they decided, you know, we got a shortage on Nika materials to make this drink. That's funny because in America we've just been like, put some water in that bitch, man. You know, mm-hmm. fill that bitch up, whatever shit. We can sell that shit still, whatever. And be like, don't this taste a little different now? Nah, that's just your taste. You being bougie right now.
It's evolving. Yeah, that's all that is.
I mean, just think of the alcohol community in America if we just had the balls to just say, you know what? We don't have them ingredients no more. We're not going to make it no more, okay? America, no. We say, fuck that. We're going to make some money, okay? We're going to put some water in that bitch, and we're going to put some corn syrup, okay?
Water corn syrup.
Okay, we're going to shake it up, Monika, okay? So, mm-hmm. So shake that bitch up, it tastes the same, whatever. So, yeah, they were kind of forced into going into discontinuation here, whatever. So, whenever you see one of these bottles, they're extremely fucking pricey, whatever, and stuff. So, perhaps, maybe one day down the road, I mean, maybe it'll come back. And they'll use a different ingredient to make it, just make it different. Call it the golden black or something like that. You know, black and yellow if you want. I don't care.
The golden black.
Yeah, you know, the golden black, you know, the golden black edition. But I just love this presentation. It's one of the best presentations.
That's might be the best I've seen thus far on this show.
And maybe. What's so great about it, too, is it's not some cheap little plastic, neither. This is heavy, dude. We're talking about this samurai helmet alone. I tried to put it on different bottles just to see if it worked. Like, put it on this Cavalon bottle. Okay, it didn't work. Let's put it on this Cavalon bottle. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. All Cavalon bottles are the same. Okay, never mind. So let's go ahead and take these bad boy off. Here, you can go ahead and get your little suit of armor off. It's even great, too. You can take the suit of armor off, prop it up, take it off, just suit it up like that. Go ahead and sit over here.
Dope. So dope.
Presentation alone, you get a last drop. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Like Cody said, I think it's probably the best presentation bottles I've ever seen on here. So, I mean, it ain't no Stag Junior, you know, bourbon of the year, but, you know, fucking Jim Murray.
Well, shit, with that presentation, man, that flavor got to live up to the hype, right? Got to.
It's got to be something. And, I mean, Nika to me, they don't make bad products anyway, so, you know.
When I tried, no. They don't.
I've had a lot of Nika. I mean, there's so much of it, too. I mean, this is some. I mean, it's just so in the higher end area, and you got to go to Asia to get some of these bottles. It's just like, man, I mean, I got this one from Asia. I'm trying to remember where, though. It was in China, maybe. Smells really good. It's floral. It's got that essence smell to it. You know, it's just like, oh, man. It's this, I think, like Cody said, it's not the best drink to probably drink right now. This is more of a spring drink, if you ask me. It's very, very fruity. It's light on the caramel. It's really hinting in the back, whatever. But it just has like this, to quote that dude that tried to appear for American Idol that sung the Mr. T cereal commercial or whatever, it's got a touch of brown sugar. People are like, what the fuck was that? it's like, Mr. T. My God, that's what I love about this show. Get references from everything. Get references for the millennials, the boomers, all of, you get references, all kind of references on here, man. Jesus Christ.
Hey. That's what, appeal to everybody, baby.
Yeah, you know, we don't have a demographic.
Include everybody. Inclusion.
Our demographic. For what
about.
Our demographic is everyone. And speaking of demographics, if you want to listen to The Last Drop now, you can go to Amazon Music and type in The Last Drop and listen to
That's right. We're on Amazon Music now.
Yeah, so Amazon Music, we're on there now. You know, probably the best drinking podcast. Actually, the only drinking podcast that you need to listen to.
I'm about to say, it just started, so we should be the only ones on there.
The catalog's already huge on that motherfucker, so I don't know. I think they stuck us in the arts category, too. And just like, yeah, we're pretty artsy. I can see that.
Yeah, I'm wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I don't really give a shit, to be honest. How do they not have a
drink? Only on there.
How do they not have a drink category, like just in general for podcasts?
Oh, cool. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, is it a huge, like, I guess, demographic of podcasts that follow alcohol, though?
I
don't think there is. I mean, I know we know of a lot, but I don't think in general there's actually a whole lot. You know what I mean?
Because look at something like Joe Rogan's shitty podcast. I mean, he's not funny. he labels himself as comedy podcast.
I wouldn't consider him comedy.
That motherfucker's in comedy charts all the time and shit. And like you said, I don't consider that comedy.
Well, shit, if he's in comedy, how the fuck are we not?
I've already put ours in as a subgenre. That's comedy now. So his is in comedy, right? And I even got this little list, too, from Apple saying, oh, the top 10, you know, and Joe's in the comedy thing. And I'm just looking at it going like, huh, that's funny that he thinks that. I would say there is more as a conversational piece. I don't know what you would label as a genre. I would just, you know, but comedy is not one of them. That's comedy. And then call me Richard Pryor then, goddammit. Yeah. And this is Red Fox sitting across from me. Okay, so. So, because if that's comedy, then no. Didn't that punk motherfucker move to Texas anyway? So anyway.
Yeah, he's in Austin.
Yeah, keep your bitch ass over there. Then we don't. More of y'all should do that. Move over there. It's like
somewhere else. Yeah. Forgot LA. Yeah.
Too wishy-washy. I always hear people, I gotta move out of LA because the Dems are fucking up the taxes over here, whatever, and shit like that. Well, then get the fuck up out of here then, please.
Them Dems.
I love
hashtag
how
the, them Dems.
I love how it's the Dems' fault. Who the fuck's been in charge for the past four fucking years now? It's like,
Funny how that works, huh?
Yeah, okay. Anyway. So, they don't, but what you're saying is, I feel like people like the idea more of a drinking podcast than they do actually listen to it on a consistent basis.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was talking to, I had a random talk like a couple months ago, some dude at a fucking bar, with my buddies. He was saying, like, yeah, man, I wish I could see the visuals. It'd be better if I could see instead of listening, you know what I mean? So I'd be like, I'd be there. I was like, you might have a point. Maybe. I don't know.
I find that funny because because nobody sits down long enough to watch shit.
Shit. Yeah, because, you know, we live in an ADHD society. So, I get where you come from, too. So it's like,
attention spans are like, I ain't been watching that shit.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to, I guess now, especially, probably watching is probably higher than ever. Well, probably not. I take that back, because ratings is dropping like a motherfucker. Like, football ratings are dropping like crazy. Fucking everybody's ratings are dropping. Yeah. It's funny how TV shows' ratings go up, but like sports and all the other shit, their ratings just, they don't go up at all. Unless it's like a huge fucking playoffs game or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, NBA, NBA the ratings kind of dropped. But I think like the first couple games, it was pretty
high. I got a question to ask you about that since we brought that up. Do you think they ratings drop because nobody wants to watch basketball, or do you think it's because I don't want to watch
the social
political shit or whatever? Yeah.
Social justice shit,
I always wonder, is football really more popular than basketball, Or is it because basketball is just more ahead of the curve when it comes to social shit and people's like, I don't want to watch that shit, whatever.
I don't know about in the past because we weren't, you know, we didn't have like these conversations in the past about, you know, social justice and all that. Maybe now you could probably say that. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know for certain.
Because now is when basketball ratings are not as, I mean, they're good.
But yeah, because there is no basketball during this time usually.
Yeah.
Is there basketball?
I didn't mean like now. I meant like, you know, frame of like, like 5 year time span or whatever. If you will,
yeah. The NBA has gotten much more popular in these past like 5-6 years, years, whatever.
Yeah. Even though their ratings are dropping.
Now it's dropping. Because, and then you remember NFL, they started dropping too when all that Colin Kaepernick shit started, the kneeling and all that.
It's funny because, what game was that? Was that the Kansas? I think it was Kansas City, the opening game on Thursday. They did.
Oh, yeah, when they all banded arms. Yeah.
Was it before the anthem or after? I forgot now.
I think it was during, if I'm not mistaken.
No. It was before.
Okay. Before.
Yeah, because somebody did a cell phone shot of the crowd they had. People were booing. And it was funny because it was just like, comments were saying, like, okay, so it ain't about doing it during the anthem. You just racist.
It don't matter. It's just doing it, period.
Yeah, it's just doing it, period, then. You don't like
it. But that pretty much says everything, right? Yeah, you just don't, you know, give a fuck when it's just like, if you're showing some any sort of signs of solidarity or standing up for something, it counts as, no, fuck that.
So you don't even have to have BLM or anything like that. You just standing there with your arms tied together in unity.
No, it's,
Boo-boo-ing.
That's like a universal symbol for saying, well, for them at least, fuck you. For them.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
So we're just fucked in, basically, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't give a fuck.
No matter what we do.
We don't give a fuck about none of that unity shit or anything like that, right? Okay.
We don't like unity.
Okay, cool.
Unless we're standing up for some bullshit, some racist stuff, like, you know, some like guns or, you know, white supremacy or get those immigrants the fuck out of town. Some bullshit.
It's funny because Republicans always run with that whole they want to take your gun shit. How come Democrats never run with they want to raise your health care and take that away from you?
Yeah.
I guess they don't give a fuck about that, though. They're like,
that health care shit, that's still beyond how we don't have free fucking health care. I don't understand that shit.
A buddy of mine was
beyond me.
Buddy of mine was in, now I'm trying to remember where he was at. He was overseas. He fucked up, he got some glass caught in his knee and shit, and he had to go to surgery. He had to get the shit taken out of the glass cover. He's thinking stitched up and everything. He's thinking like, this bill is about to be so high. He sends me a screenshot of it. It just says $68. I was just like, damn. That ambulance alone ride here in California or in the United States in general, that would have been $500 right there. So shit. So I was like, man, we would have been fucked just right there. So
they had to stay alive.
I saw a comment on that unity thing or whatever for the football game. And this dude wrote, I didn't come to watch that. I want to watch fucking cheerleaders and a ball be thrown around. Is that really what football is about? Because, I mean, I know it's not really complicated to get your brain wrapped around it, but it's like, is it really just that simplistic? Women dancing and a ball being thrown around? Like,
I mean, I guess originally, but since all this shit occurred in America lately, it has to be more because these individuals are entertaining you. And they're not being treated right. They're race and not being fucking treated right. So obviously something has to be done.
Being called something.
And we got to show some form of something to stand up for ourselves. So
When I read that comment, I was just like, wow, when you put it that way, that sounds kind of fucking boring. Why don't I just watch porn? Why don't I watch football if it's just about a ball being thrown to some women dancing? I didn't even know, personally, you barely even get a good glimpse of cheerleaders dancing on the TV screen when you're watching a football game.
Dude, why can't they just like not watch the national anthem part? Just watch the game.
Cody,
and just turn it off.
Now you're trying to take my freedoms away, Cody.
Look, you don't have to watch the whole entire thing.
I'll fucking dare
you. Once that whistle blows, start watching it.
How fucking dare you? I will watch them pledge of allegiance to my flag and everything else, whatever. Okay. All right. Because that's what I was raised on. That's what this country, that's what makes this country great, Cody. That song they sing, that makes us great. Okay. That song is important.
These old values, man. This fucking
I just find it hilarious.
It's basically mind control.
Yeah, because I find it hilarious that we put a fucking song and a flag above people, citizens.
Yeah.
These symbols, these ideas, these constructs.
It's literally a piece of cloth and written words on a page.
That like a Bible.
Spot out. Yeah. Same exact thing. I don't want to hop on the whole religion tangent, but same thing.
Did you know, Cody, that some people believe that Jesus wrote that book?
Yeah, that wouldn't shock me.
It's amazing. Wait,
how did he write it after he died? Never mind. Okay. Nothing. Never mind. Well, I guess he did. He did come back, so I guess that's how he wrote it. Whatever. How's the whiskey, sir? You see, if he gave one of them Spike Lee dolly shots, when he put the fucking camera right in that motherfucker's face.
Nigga. let me go ahead and sip though.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's really light on the palate part, at least. It's buttery. It's really smooth. It's like just
buttery. Okay.
It flows. It's like a butter biscuit.
Is it buttery in flavor, or is it just the smoothness?
Butter and flavor. Too. Oh, no.
Interesting.
Butter and, yeah, it's butter and flavor. Definitely, whatever. It's like a butter.
You don't want that in beer. Whiskey's cool. You don't want that in beer, though.
Fuck no, you don't want that.
Acidal? Hell no.
I mean, unless you like banquet beer, you know, you'd want that, you know.
Yeah, he don't get that shit in there. I'd probably prefer it in that beer, at least.
Yeah, that's what I meant by it. fucking buttery, baby.
At least you get some, you know, equate some sort of happiness to.
Only hillbilly drink that shit, so, you know, I mean. And their most common trait of fact is butter. So, Cal made us some butter. We're going to get some milk from her, and we're going to have us a good dinner tonight. Okay, Cody. That's with a C, right? Code.
It's always what to see, of course.
Okay, cool. Why don't you sit right there then, boy? Okay. I'm gonna show you something right here. This is my goddamn, this is my fucking AR-15. That's right, boy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll take you out tomorrow and we can go hunting or whatever and stuff. You don't get a gun though, sir. I don't trust you. I'd give you a head start too, boy. It's like, wait, what? It's got like this raisin to it too on the palate here.
Raisins,
yeah,
butter and raisins.
It's very like a little
interesting
light,
note so far.
Light spices, you know, a touch of light semen. Spices.
Any particular spice? Just general spice.
Really in the background, whatever and stuff. I would say just a spice in general, whatever. Nothing okay. Hits you right on your palate.
So
or
a generic spice.
Yeah, general. So palate is it's. The common stuff mainly, whatever, you know, you got your light touch there, whatever. It's got some spice in it. It's got this butter.
Any vanilla, perhaps? Butterscotchiness?
None of that.
Barrels.
Really. You never really get that with Nika products now that you bring that up.
That's fair.
Never vanilla or any butterscotch, whatever. Suntory, you'd get some vanilla, definitely. And then I would say for butterscotch or whatever, I would go more in the Taiwanese area stuff.
Is it any oiliness? Is it relatively no?
On the finish, though, whatever, I would say that spice is more of a cinnamon now.
Cinnamon, okay.
Yeah. Right on the end of your finish, yeah, it's definitely cinnamon.
How's the burn? Any burn?
No burn there at all. It's really light. Really light. This is like just an easy day sipper right here. So no burn.
Mouthfeel, not chewy at all, just smooth.
It's smooth. It's got like this. This little thing in your chest right now, whatever, we just go like, oh, but I feel it. It's not burning, but okay. I feel it. But I feel like I've had something drink here. Okay. So it's got that average pot still taste to it, you know? Like
just, so what I'm gathering right now, it sounds like it's a decent drinking whiskey. It's nothing mind-blowing. That's what I'm gathering right now.
On the finish, it's got like this short to medium type range as well. It's very medium.
So does it linger at all?
No, there's no lingering. It's funny because I would say there's like a slight to medium linger on your palate, but not on the finish. The palate, okay. The palate is definitely a little linger there, but the finish is it's nothing there at all as far as the lingering goes. I would say it's better in my mouth than down on the finish.
Okay.
Mm. Ooh, especially when you swirl it around there, and then now you really get like a buttery biscuit.
Okay.
Mm. Homemade granny style, Cody. Fresh from scratch. Louisiana, baby. You know, she woke up at 4 a.m. just for you to eat these. You better eat them all.
That's the only time I eat them. I went to that dry ass shit.
No, fuck that. I love when my family from Louisiana come visit, whatever. They be up 3 a.m. cooking and shit. I'd be like, get your ass up,
They know what they're doing, baby.
Yeah, so I would say this is definitely a spring drink. You're getting them.
Sounds like it.
It's really light. It's really easy. If I was to give someone some, introduce them to Japanese whiskey and wanted to blow their minds away with the presentation of it, because they'll just be like easily tricked by it or whatever, I would definitely give them this, because I feel like anyone can drink this, whether you're an experienced drinker or a newbie. If you're a newbie, this definitely probably will be like off your socks here, because it's really light, it's smooth, and it doesn't give you that whiskey burn that a lot of people that don't drink whiskey don't like, whatever. So there's something there. And it's got all the flavors that you want for like something sweet too. This has like a little sweet taste to it as well.
Okay.
And some in another world or not, or whatever, it would almost remind me of a Japanese plum wine. Although although a Japanese plum wine is like super fucking sweet. I mean, it's like the sweetest goddamn thing ever, whatever shit. But it's so good too, though. It is really good. So yeah, it ranges in there for me. Definitely not my favorite, Nika. That one's always a toss-up.
Doesn't sound like it.
Switches up every almost fucking year or whatever, especially with all the Takatsusura releases, or at least a 17, 21-year-old. I do love that 12-year-old, though, too. Oh, we're going to have a debate on that again. This one, though, I'm ranging. Presentation, this is a last drop. The taste, I'd give it a 2.5. I'd range it around.
Sounds like, yeah, what it sounds like.
I'm ranging between like 2.5 and 3. So if I had to give it something, it's like 2.678, Cody. You like that, right?
Don't do that. Don't do that, sir.
So yeah, this is a 2.5 then, okay? Cody's
that's
changing.
Exactly what it sounded like.
Cody changing all the rules and shit like that, whatever stuff, you know? Hey, man, so he always come in here hating and shit, you know? So let me be me. Let me live,
Cody. Oh, man, we got to establish guidelines here, sir.
Can I be free?
No, 0.67892 carry the one.
So you can't carry your one? Damn, ain't that a bitch?
No.
Oh, my God, whatever.
We don't do that here.
Man, hold up now. Hold up. Can I be free, please? Shit.
You'd be free. It's not when we rating shit.
Taking away my civil liberties and shit when I rate. You know, I don't appreciate that shit, dude. You know? Yeah, I'm trying to fucking be deep, baby. You know? I will say this, too. This might actually make me bump it up to a 3. It makes me want to go back and pour another.
That's a good sign.
It makes me actually
So you can knock it back easily.
It makes me want to finish this bottle and be like at the end of the night going, Cody, what was that shit you drank again? What was it again? What was it? You had it, bro.
Re-drinkability, I would say, yeah.
Yeah,
that could take account to your rating. So you going to bump it up?
Yeah, I'm going to give that a 3 now.
There it is.
Because I do want some more now, you know?
All right. That's always a good sign.
Want some more.
We'll come back for more.
Yeah, it's just so easy to drink on and so smooth. Yeah. It's like, you know what? I want more of that, Cody. You know? Give me some more. Tell me more.
Good.
Tell me more.
Tell me more.
I want more. So, yeah, I'm enjoying this.
Right?
You know, the fucked up part about it is like when playoffs come and shit like that, or for football, and I could finish that whole fucking bottle right now.
Save it in.
See, I can fit because I'm on like, especially for this bottle, I'm like halfway done.
Yeah, hey, if United get back to the playoffs and if they lose again, you're probably gonna need that shit. Sorry, I should have said that. My bad. My fault, man. I should have brought another example. My bad. Not the best example or hypothetical example. you about to hook out people.
Head just blew off like that fucking dude in Chappelle's show when he found out.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Fucking black dude or whatever, man. Man. We ain't getting back to them fucking playoffs. I don't even know why you.
It might not. Hey, football's hard, man. Football's really hard. Really hard.
Everybody talking about, oh, y'all lost to the Cardinals last week, whatever. It's like, hold on, that's fucking game one, okay? That don't matter shit.
Yeah, but no, it matters. You only get 16 games. They all matter.
The first game don't matter.
They all matter.
I know. Look at, hold on. Who's the Chiefs? They fucking lost how many games last year? They lost a shitload of games.
It matters.
Last year. So and
the game matters.
They still made it.
Seating wise and all that.
And they still made it and cheated their way through.
I'm just saying.
Now if you don't tell me that's some favoritism in my ass, whatever shit, it don't matter. These motherfuckers.
I'll say this though. Matters.
It matters for the fucking Niners though, because them motherfuckers need a championship they can fucking get or whatever. They ain't nobody talked about league or whatever and shit like that, you know? So as far as I'm concerned, it matters for them. But for a fucking cheating ass team like the fucking Chiefs and shit, nah, it don't matter. You can lose fucking 10 games and they'd be like, wait, man, how the fuck did they get to the finals? It don't matter. They were averaging 35. You know, I'm not even gonna get them. 35%.
Over the tangent.
35%. 35%. Cody on that quarterback's throw touches. Okay, 30. You know how low that is in football. You know how fucking low that is. Whatever shit. That's pretty fucking low.
Low period.
Low fucking period. These motherfuckers actually claimed to be winners last year. Ain't that a bitch? I need to see some stats and records here, whatever shit. Don't even get me started with the stats and records of that motherfucking team last year, okay? It matters, shit. Tell that to that cheating ass. They were in Miami, too, wasn't they? They was in fucking Miami.
Yeah, Miami. Yep.
Fuck Miami, okay? How about that? Miami can suck my dick, man. How about that shit?
Damn.
Anyway.
They're down Miami no more, shit.
Nah, fuck Miami. Fuck Florida in general.
Miami canceled.
Except for my listeners, I love y'all out there, but y'all need to move. Y'all got to get the fuck up out of there. Like, y'all just got to move. I mean, y'all cases went up and shit again. It's like, y'all just got to go. Y'all got to go. I'm shocked California cases ain't gone up. I was kind of blown away, but I was like, whew. That's a shocking. 31 states went up, Cody. 31 states in cases.
And California has gone up. That's pretty shocking.
They probably lying about them numbers. Oh, you know why? Because all them fires happened. They probably burned some of the cases.
There is that.
I wonder if like people ran up on those fires and be like, you're a Democratic hoax fire. Get out of here, man. Watch me walk into it. Nothing happens. Please, if you believe in that, go do that. Please. We want you to do that.
Hey, more power to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, or just move the fuck out of the state, you know.
That works too.
Yeah. Anyway, though, people, that's the end of the show here, Cody.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
I'm going to go watch Niners games of us winning.
Mm-hmm. About to prepare for this Lakers game about 2 hours. Body is ready. I think
I'm not even watching a Mole game. We already won.
I'm watching. I'll enjoy this.
We won, baby. Watch them if they lose and then my ass still going because I ain't watching the game. Mm-hmm. We won that 20-point championship. Shit, we won that shit. Yeah. Not them punk ass fucking Raptors. Okay. Fuck the Raptors too while you're at it. I really don't like every other team. Fuck the Raptors.
That's true. Some more than others, but yeah. Fuck the rest of the teams. Yeah, you're right.
And fuck the Bucks too while you're at it. Remember that shit?
Bucks.
Oh, the Bucks. Man, it's the Bucks year. It's the Bucks year. No, it's not.
Yeah. No, it's not. Clearly not.
It's not at all, actually. They done.
Clearly not.
Yeah. And what's going to be the new phrase next week? It's the Nuggets time. It's the Nuggets. It's their time. Fuck up out of here. Get out of here. Anyway, people, that's the end of the show. That's done with it. Go over to Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, either one. Just fight it out. You know what? Be like the Joker. Break a pool stick. When people say Amazon Music, the other one says Apple Podcasts.
Hey, we got to do a roll some dice, flip a coin, don't matter. Pick a spot to listen to us. We love you all the same.
Take a gun, spin it, play some Russian roulette, you know.
There you go. That works, too.
Make sure the thing is empty, though. No bullets.
Yeah, that would help. Because you have you keep still listening, you know. So you want to
yourself. And if you are planning on doing it with the bullets, at least, like, start from episode one and just keep it in a loop so it just plays
there you go.
All the way through.
That works.
I admire that part right there. Yeah. Yeah, because I know you probably lost your mind whatever, when you heard about that heat ray gun. You're like, heat ray? Oh, my God. That's how we got rid of the COVID. I'm going to get the heat ray out of you, Cody. Hold on, let me. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB, the Cavalon King of California.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Mm. That was really good again. I'm about to pour another one. And like we always there say, it is. Oh man, don't stop, keep drinking. and don't stop, keep don't listening, stop, keep please. More. And don't stop, keep listening as well, too. So like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.